Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
A lot of what we think is shark fact is actually shark fiction. Shark Week, the podcast from Discovery Channel, shreds through those stories and separates myth from reality. I'm your host, Kasia Patel. Each episode answers questions about some of the weirdest shark mysteries with groundbreaking shark research. Listen to Shark Week, the podcast from Discovery Channel, wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the full experience, where we get the flavor, the essence of a television show by watching four episodes. The first, the ultimate, the highest rated, the lowest, and the last, the finale, the full experience. And we are making our way through the Munsters, watching the ultimate episode that we'll discuss this week. Episode 29 of season one, Herman the Rookie, which first aired April 8th, 1965. I watched it on Peacock. Brian Brushwood, where did you watch it?
Oh, I bought it on Amazon for sure.
Okay. So, you know, what, $1.99, something like that?
And plus also it's like, it's old enough that they're all going to be SD anyway. So you don't like that $3 price point for the HD stuff. Sometimes I'll hesitate, but not for $2.99.
With Peacock, we don't pay for the ad-free version. So it got interrupted with ads, which in one sense was normal. There are natural ad breaks in the Munsters because it was aired with ads in the 60s. But on the other hand, is jarring because you go from 60s black and white 60s feel to like some modern car commercial and you're like, whoa, I got thrown out of it. But other than that, I didn't find this to be significantly better than the first episode that we watched. But I also didn't think it was bad, which makes me wonder, and I guess we'll put this to the test next episode, are all Munsters episodes kind of roughly the same quality?
Well, so I suspect, and I don't know this, my guess is, number one, those two sports figures, I stuck around for the credits to find out if that was the actual manager of the Dodgers or what have you, and the football guy, the Rams at the end. I think that this was highly rated because it was timely. I think there are multiple things. If I remember the Munsters, from what I remember, almost everything is inside the house, and it's all about the strange guests who come in and they either do or don't act normal. This was outside in the sunshine, which we don't get very often. And it was, this is also a time that I would imagine televised baseball was fairly new, novel, and very beloved. It had actual guest stars. The gags per minute seemed about the same.
Yeah.
But I think they just got to have new gags. They got to make jokes about a grounder,
The GPM was the same, but the dynamism, the quality of the jokes was different. Not worse or better, just different.
One thing I meant to look up before we started, but I ran out of time, was to see how much higher was this rated. Is this a case where pretty much all the IMDb's have it in a range, and then this one was just, you know, barely.
That is an excellent question that I am going to attempt to answer while we talk.
Yeah, while you do that.
It was 7.8 out of 10. So, you know, with until I find out for sure, my preliminary answer is that doesn't seem that much higher than the others.
Yeah. So and also I think the show itself is a 7.something out of 10. So it just seems like it's at the high end of a very shallow.
Oh, sorry. Culture. It's 8.1 out of 10. Okay. I was looking at something else.
Still not exactly a skyrocketing outlier.
There was another episode, season 2, episode 17, called Just Another Pretty Face, also 8.1 out of 10. We went with sort order to determine Herman the Rookie because IMDb sorted it above. And the theory is IMDb is looking at 8.18763 when it sorts them. And so it must have just edged out Just Another Pretty Face. But 8.1, 7.9, 7.8, like these are all pretty close.
So, okay. So we're on the same page where it's like, so far, I mean, now I'm kind of fascinated to know what the lowest episode is going to look like.
It's going to feel. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can it be that bad?
It is rated on IMDb at, where'd the rating go? 7.1.
Okay, so, great. So
not that big of a swing.
Wow. This is interesting. So this is another first for the full experience. We have the flattest curve we've experienced in an entire series. So they're all going to be pretty good. We're going to be pretty happy no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. You might say that the Munsters is a base hit batter. It just, you know, bangs out singles, you know, consistently.
Speaking of, I think this was the timeliest of the episodes
that we've seen. Certainly. The Edsel joke certainly positioned it in time.
The have my name mispronounced by Ed Sullivan joke.
Yes.
Was a fringe benefit listed.
Or send him to Vietnam.
Send him to Vietnam was another joke that I wrote down. Also, the casual use of a slur that begins with W.
And ends with back. I had to rewind and be like, did I hear that correctly?
I had to pause and have a conversation with ChatGPT. I'm like, is there any other use for this word except for a slur for an illegal immigrant or an immigrant.
This was clearly shot in Los Angeles. That's why you get Leo DeRocher. I think he was the third base coach of the Dodgers at the time, and because he talks about calling the manager, but he was a bigger than life personality. So he makes sense to be somebody who would be part of this, and, you know, athlete actor. But I thought he did a decent job, especially for the Munsters. Right. The Rams coach, on the other hand, NFL in the 60s was just starting to take off, right? Baseball was the dominant sport, but NFL was kind of this new up-and-comer with two leagues, the AFL and the NFL, competing. So that was kind of the trendy spot to get the Rams. And I thought it was a nice button, you know, to be like, oh, he's not doing baseball anymore. And then, oh, we're going to do the exact same joke, but with football. Okay, cool. That's very Munsters.
This summer, Instacart presents famous summer flavors coming to your front door. Or pool. Or hotel.
Your grocery delivery has arrived, sir.
That was faster than room service.
No violins in the lobby.
Oh, seriously? Anyway, sit back, relax, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Starring your favorite snacks, drinks, and more.
Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Rated H for hungry audiences. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I really enjoyed it was a little bit tedious, the introduction to the family thing again and again and again, one at a time. But this is in an age where they could expect that maybe this was everybody's first time to meet the Munsters.
Or even the first time to catch the beginning of the episode, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, right? And they needed time to, you know, oh, yeah, this is the one that the baseball won. Click, click, yeah. Click, click. Oh, we're already 10 minutes in. That's fine. But I was really taken by kind of the character diamond of Fred Gwynne, of Herman Munster. He's so earnest and well-meaning, and just he's, to be honest, he's kind of like a joyful, less stupid Homer Simpson prototype.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that. He very much is a proto Homer. Yeah.
Yeah. And he wants to do the best. He lacks any of the selfish qualities of Homer.
Right.
He only wants the best for his family. And there are things he doesn't understand, or it never even occurs to him would be weird. But that's the whole family writ large. But Fred Gwynne just really does. Also, when you see those outdoor shots, like, yeah, he's definitely wearing gigantic boots, but he's a tall guy.
Absolutely. He is huge. I looked it up. I believe he was something like 6'4", 6'5", and then they added boots to make him extra tall. So I'm like, okay, so he's not ridiculous tall, but I guess the actors they got to play the baseball players were not tall, right?
They probably cast for shortness on that.
Yeah, so that it looked interesting.
You know, the family dinners, you know, put them on a booster seat and that kind of stuff.
Here's something I just noticed while perusing over IMDb while we were talking. We had a different Marilyn.
The pretty girl?
Yeah, the niece, right? She's staying. You know
what? I did notice that the framing had more of the back of her head.
Beverly Owen played Marilyn in the first 15 episodes, and then was replaced by Pat Priest. This was Pat Priest.
Wow. I did not notice.
Yeah. I didn't either until, I was like, wait, why are there two Marilyns credited, in the show cast, in the overall show cast? I also got caught up, and this is just me, in trying to figure out where that baseball field was, because they walked the line between pretending like he was at Dodger Stadium for the tryout, but clearly it was not Dodger Stadium.
And they also said, if I were to play, it would cost this much at Dodger Stadium.
The stadium. He would have, you know, ruined the stadium. Pretty sure that was somewhere in the valley, because of the mountains in the background. But I never did get to figure out where.
Well, no, it definitely just felt very, very L.A.
Yeah. No, the whole thing is clearly like, well, we're not going to shoot this thing outside L.A. We're going to have a baseball field, and we'll shoot that baseball field one direction to be the local park and the other direction to be the Dodgers training ground. And then we will be in the house, and that's it. That's all I got.
This is the first episode where we get a little more of Grandpa as a scheming kind of, I don't want to say Mr. Burns, but like a friendly, affable Mr. Burns.
Yeah. Where he's got his own, his own self-interested reasons for wanting Herman to succeed. And then Mom, Lily, not wanting him to succeed, in sort of a bit of self-awareness I wouldn't have predicted from the Munsters, of like, you won't want to deal with the fame. You're happy at your job. You're satisfied with your job. You should choose the thing that is best for you. Kind of like a good angel, bad angel on Herman Munster's shoulders, Lily and Grandpa.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be fascinated to see the least, like, it'll be amazing, and I'll be really thrilled if all four of the full experience are like, yeah, they're all great. It's the Munsters.
Yeah. Yeah. You like the Munsters? You'll get plenty of the Munsters if you watch the Munsters is definitely where I'm thinking. Our next episode will be the lowest rated, as we mentioned. It will be an earlier episode. This is one of the few times where we're out of order because the lower ranked episode happened earlier. It is called Grandpa Leaves Home. Season 1, episode 14, Grandpa Leaves Home After Having a Fight with Herman is the description.
I'll bet that people just didn't like them fighting. It's like, I like it when they get along.
Yeah. So Grandpa runs away from home. That will be the lowest ranked episode and the next episode we watch on the full experience. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us on patreon.com/cordkillers. You get these episodes earlier if you are a supporter. And if you're like, wait, what happened to Spoiler in Time? That shows up in After Talk, which you also get as a patron. So go check it out, patreon.com/cordkillers. And we will give you the lowest of the Munsters episodes on the full experience next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
A lot of what we think is shark fact is actually shark fiction. Shark Week, the podcast from Discovery Channel, shreds through those stories and separates myth from reality. I'm your host, Kasia Patel. Each episode answers questions about some of the weirdest shark mysteries with groundbreaking shark research. Listen to Shark Week, the podcast from Discovery Channel, wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.